Jesus Christ, you are the awesome creator. You are the savior of the world. You are everything. And I love you. I lift you up, Lord Jesus. You truly are amazing. And I pray that everyone would know that personally, not just because I'm saying it, but because they can personally experience that you're alive, that you've risen from the dead, and that you are alive in the flesh, living in heaven and living in anyone who calls upon your name. And you yourself personally shepherd and keep every believer, everyone that you've saved. And we can't mess it up, Jesus. We can't take ourselves out of it. Our sinful nature can't mess us up and make us unborn again. You've sealed us, Lord. And I love you. I love you. I love you. And I pray that anyone listening to this would be encouraged to seek after you and you only. Not religion, not what other people are saying about you, but just you, Jesus. And your beautiful name, I pray. Amen. Hi, this is Michael Ryan. Welcome to Knowing Jesus. You can find me in two places, letsworshipjesus.com, or you can go to any iTunes search query and just type in Michael Ryan's booze, and you should be able to pull up some good stuff. And really, I just, you know, this is just a good word today. It was ministered to me yesterday when I was in church, and I just hope that it will bless you to be thankful in Jesus Christ, really. You know, we're called to not be thankful for everything, friends, because there are things that are evil that happen. There are things that are evil that happen to us, that happen to other people that we love. But we are called to be thankful in everything, and that's so powerful and so true. And I pray that you learn how to practice the skill of being thankful in everything. And really, I'm using worldly ways to express it by saying practice the skill, but it just comes from understanding what Jesus Christ has already accomplished for you, what he's doing for you, and what he's going to do for you, how powerful he is, who he really is. Understanding those things and appreciating them, I really believe that when you allow yourself to go sit before the cross, you can be thankful in everything. Not for everything, but in everything. That you're covered, that he loves you, that he has a plan for you, that he's appointed everything that's happening in your life, and that he wants your heart. He wants to be closer to you. And honestly, I think that's just a blessing that we have. That's just a blessing that we have as believers, as people who have been who believe that we have been bought with the blood of God himself, that we can be thankful and rejoice in everything. It says in Romans 5 that we can glory in our tribulations. You know, we can develop character in our tribulation because we have peace with God. We know that God's not against us. Even if we're living a life that isn't according to what God wants, he's not against us if he's your child. He's for you. He wants you to live a life and walk according to the faith that you were saved by. Go back to the cross. He wants you to always go back to knowing how much he loved you and that he bought you. He's not against us. Peace has permanently been made. So we can thank him always. We always have something to thank him about. It says in Psalms that blessed is the man whose sins are forgiven. And that's us. We're blessed. I mean, there's nothing that's going to stop us from the reality that our sins have been forgiven. It says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. We can give thanks in everything. And that's not something that's natural to our flesh. That's not something, I'm not preaching you the flesh here. I'm preaching you the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Ask him to fill you with the Spirit. Ask him to lead you with the Spirit. That's all you need. The only thing you should be fighting for is not to live holy. Don't fight to live holy. Don't fight to be like Jesus. Just fight to see Jesus and experience his presence. And then he'll change you. Then you'll look like him. Then he'll move you to do things that you never thought you could do. Then he'll produce his love in you that you'll pour out on other people. But don't fight your sins. Fight to see Jesus Christ. And friends, when you start to see Jesus Christ, when you start to realize how awesome he is, I think the first thing you're going to want to do is repent, because you're going to see how wicked you are. When I get a glimpse of how awesome Jesus is, the first thing I realize is, wow, I so fall short of the mark. But then when you fully start to enter his presence and you remember his words, that he loves you, then you start to say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. And no situation can separate you from that love. No situation. It says that in Romans 8. And it says that so we can always be thankful. We can always know that whatever we go through, we can glorify and praise Jesus Christ. That's something that the world doesn't have. The world can enjoy itself so long as its carnal needs are getting met. And even then, people are empty. Even then, people are empty. There are people out there who base their whole life on getting a particular need met, getting a degree, getting the relationship that they want, getting a particular amount of money, you know, getting just things and material things and having certain feelings and having a body that looks a certain way or having a family or whatever it may be. But when that thing comes, they're still empty. Then they're even more depressed. Or they try to act like they're happy with it, because they don't want to own up to the reality of, wow, I spent all this time investing in it, I finally got it, it didn't satisfy me. But friends, we have a satisfaction in Jesus Christ that no one can take away. Not your mood, not your circumstances, not people who are negative. Nothing can take it away. If you've been born again, if his spirit lives in you, this is Jesus Christ. It's not religion. It's Jesus Christ. And we can thank him. And thanking the Lord is really, I believe, it manifests his presence. When we praise God, it makes me think of Acts. And the chapter escapes me, but I encourage you to go be a Berean and search in Acts and see what I'm talking about. But Paul and his disciples were going around. Actually, Paul and the other some other people were going around and preaching Jesus Christ. And there was a woman who was following behind them that was demon-possessed. And she also had the spirit of telling the future. And so her masters used her in order to make profit, because she'd be able to predict the future. But she was going around as they were preaching Jesus Christ, mimicking them. Finally, Paul turns around and says, be cleaned, you know, be spirit, leave her. And the spirit leaves her. Well, the people who owned her were pretty upset about that. They take them to the chief magistrate. They talk to the prison guard. They throw them in prison. They beat them. First, they beat them. They throw them into a dirty, just feces-infested prison, beaten up. You know, wounds open, wounds exposed, no type of medical treatment whatsoever. And what did they do? I mean, this is happening. Paul is a Roman citizen, treated this way by other Romans. This is he didn't have the right to be treated this way. They didn't know he was a Roman. What did he do in the prison? What did he do with his other believers? Did they get upset and just say, "Oh wow, how's the world treating us this way? They're not being fair to us. We should be able to preach what we want to preach." They didn't do any of that stuff. They weren't bitter. They praised God. They praised God in that cell, and the other people heard them praising God. They praised God, friends, and they thanked him and they gave him glory. And it says that the cell began to shake. The whole prison shook because of their praises. Because of their praises. And let it encourage you that no matter what, in everything, you can praise God. Maybe not for everything, friends, but in everything, you can praise the Lord Jesus Christ. And go read the story. The prison doors flew open. You know, the prison guard at that time, if you were a Roman guard and your prisoners escaped, your life was going to be taken. You were going to be killed. So you protected those prisoners with your life, because you knew that if you let any one of them go, you were going to be killed. So he thinking, because the prison doors opened up, the guard's thinking that the prisoners escaped. So he takes out a sword to stab himself through the heart. And Paul says, don't do that. It's the same guard that threw him beaten into a jail. Paul's caring about his life and saying, don't do that. We're all here. Paul gives him the gospel. Oh man, beautiful story. But what did it start with? What did it start with? But giving the Lord Jesus praise. Giving him praise. And if you find yourself hard pressed to give the Lord praise, you can always go back to the cross. You can always go back to what was accomplished for you. That every single sin, every single shameful thing, guilty thing, every single thing that you've ever done and you will ever do in your life has been covered. You've been justified, meaning just as if you've never sinned. You're being sanctified right now. It's like if I told you, you know what? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a game of basketball. And every shot that you shoot, it's like you already scored. It's like you already scored. Even if you miss a shot, it's like you already scored. That's what Jesus did for us. We miss our mark all the time. But the Lord Jesus is, we're blameless. Do you understand what I'm saying? And then he's sanctifying us and he's working in us. From a state and a position of us being blameless. So it was like me going to you and saying, okay, well, you know you miss a shot and you're still going to get the points. Let me give you the perfect form. Let me teach you how to shoot. But don't be afraid if you miss because you're always going to get the point or the basket as far as I'm concerned. But let me just at least teach you how to shoot. And then finally, you're going to be glorified. I'm going to give you a championship ring. Amen. I mean, we live in a beautiful faith, friends. Jesus Christ has cleared us from every sin. We are perfectly sinless. 2 Corinthians chapter 15, chapter 5. We have the righteousness of God. Chapter 5, verse 21. We have the righteousness of God, and he's sanctifying us. He's sanctifying us. It says in Philippians 1:13 that he's working his will. He's working to will his will and his good pleasure in us. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, it says that he's the one that does the sanctifying in us. You know, so he's working that in us, and guess what? We will be glorified. We will be glorified. Go check out Revelation. We'll be glorified. I mean, if you don't have anything else to be thankful about in your life right now, you can thank him for that. You can thank him for that. And as you're thanking him, his presence will come. He'll come. His personal presence will show up. And when his personal presence shows up, then you'll really be thanking him. Then you'll really be thanking him because you'll experience who he is. And don't let emotion get in the way, friends. And I know about that because I'm flesh too. Sometimes my emotions get in the way. I'm not in the mood or I'm too overwhelmed or caught into something else. But it's simply just giving God the glory because of who he is. Not because of how you feel, but because of who he is. And that will be a blessing in your life. So be thankful in everything. Praise God in everything. Look at the things that you have in your life and give him thanks. Give him thanks. Worship him. Worship him. Be thankful. And you life will be different for you. If you really put on an attitude of thankfulness, life will be different, friends. So this is just a simple encouragement, friends, you know, just to just really remember what Jesus Christ has done. And if you don't know Jesus Christ, I encourage you, friends. It's the best decision you'll ever make in your life. It is the most spiritually healthy decision you can make for your soul to know Jesus Christ, to understand that he loves you so much. He loves you. And if you know Jesus Christ, he loves you so much. He gave his all. He gave his best for you. They ripped him to shreds. They pulled his beard out of his face. He was crucified naked. They beat him. They scourged him. They mocked him. They spit on him. They insulted and made fun of him and put a crown of thorns in his head. He took your shame. Your shame. Oh, man. Lord Jesus, thank you. He took my shame. He took my shame. And he went to the cross. With the joy set before him, he endured the cross. What was that joy? Isaiah 53, it was seeing his offspring, you and I, seeing it, knowing his offspring, the fruit of his labor, us. We were his joy, knowing that he would purchase you and I, that people like you and I who are sinners to the core don't have to go to hell. And better than that, we can have a personal relationship with God one-on-one. And that's something to thank him about. It really is. It's something to give him praise about. It's something to lift him up about, friends. So I just encourage you. I've been encouraged. And I want to encourage you. Be thankful. And let it start with the cross. Let it start with Jesus Christ going to the cross. And then rising from the dead coming down for 33 years to live as a man when he's God, used to being on a throne from before time even existed, from the beginning, from everlasting to everlasting. He has no beginning. Angels worshiping him, comes down as flesh for 33 years, is surrenders himself to be crucified, rises from the dead, and guess what he does? He comes back to live in you and I. Isn't that amazing? Places his spirit in you and I. He is tag team. He is connected to the hip, glued to our sinful nature, our sinful souls working in us. So he is, he really has got to get the glory. If there's nothing else to be thankful for, you can be thankful for that. To know that you have eternal life right now. And if you don't know him, please be born again. Please believe that he did this for you. Please know that heaven is real, hell is real, your sin is real, and it was all paid for you. All paid. So, Lord, to you be the glory. To you be the glory and the honor and the praise. And I love you. I thank you for your forgiveness. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for the power of your spirit. And I thank you, Lord, most of all, for love, Lord. Thank you for loving me, Lord. Allow me to love my neighbor, Lord Jesus. Make anyone listening to love. Let us love one another, Lord. You are love. You are the source of all love, Lord. You are love. In your name, Jesus, we worship you. Amen.